Welcome to the Tierra Talk Show's New Groove segment, in which we invite past guests of our show to discuss the latest and greatest on their upcoming projects for film, TV, and more. And I'd like to welcome back Disney animator Darren Butters to the show. Welcome, Darren.
Well, hello. How are you?
It's great to have you back. It's been way too long. It's been a couple, 6 months. I was
thanks for having me back.
I know. I was like, oh, the last time we got to speak was for Zootopia, and that was fantastic. I had not seen it before we talked, so I was getting really, really excited when we were when you were telling me more information about it. So I wanted you to come back on the show and talk about Moana, which I'm also very excited for because it's coming out this week, Thanksgiving break.
That's right. We're very excited about it. It's I have to say it's probably one of It's probably the most visually stunning pictures that I've ever worked on.
I remember seeing a preview at D23. I think it was in front of Aladdin, the Aladdin panel that you did. And we got to see baby Moana with the ocean. And that was so cute. It's just this little segment where the ocean was playing with her.
Yeah, that was kind of a test to see if we could get the look that we were striving for and to get the character and the emotion that we were hoping to achieve, and also see if we could make the ocean a character. Yeah, we didn't want it to look like a creature or anything. It was kind of hard to define, but we wanted to give it personality and get it to be able to interact with Moana without coming across as some kind of creepy Leviathan creature.
And what specifically did you get to work on for Moana? Did you just animate specific scenes or the majority of certain characters?
No, at Disney, we under the traditional model, we used to be cast on a character, and then we would do that character or be on that character team for the duration. Once we adopted the Pixar model, we were doing every character in every shot that were cast. So it's great because you get to work on a variety of characters. I did probably more Maui shots, but I was able to do some Moana shots and an old man in the village, and a variety. So I would say mostly some Maui shots. I did a sequence where he decides he's bailing, he's getting out of there, and he dives off the boat, and the ocean drags him under the boat and smashes him, pulls him up in the air and smashes him back down on the boat, and kind of like, you're not going anywhere, buddy. And then the ocean kind of spits in his face. Those are the shots that I usually get cast on, is something a little bit funny, something a little bit physical. And working with John Musker and Ron Clements, those guys know how to make a funny Disney movie.
Did you get to ask them any questions on specific projects that you took favor to on, like Little Mermaid or The Great Mouse Detective? Was there any in particular you were like, please tell me more about this project?
Every once in a while we'll have a screening of something at Disney and be able to have a panel of the creators of that movie and be able to ask them loads of questions. I think a lot of it was like early on, like, how did you guys sell the story of the Little Mermaid, and or some of the you know, what was it like working with Robin Williams on Aladdin? And these guys have stories for days. I couldn't even recount all the little things, but working with those legends and being able to see their process really kind of brought all that history, you know, into perspective. Those guys know what they're doing. They have a lot of fun doing it. And they make it fun for everybody else who's working with them. You know, we started early on with fairy tales, and usually the female protagonist in that was a princess. And these days, you don't have to be saved by a knight in shining armor. These heroes that we're coming up with could fight any battle on their own terms, and it's neat to see that kind of a role model for my daughter, somebody that can make decisions, stand up for themselves, find their own identity. And but on the other hand, my daughter is so creative and she's really kind of a sponge for art right now. She is creating her own movies and her own animation on the iPad, which is another thing that's awesome about this generation, is that there's so much more at your disposal for creating art. And the people that we are hiring at Disney is a generation that is raised learning computer animation. There's not that crossover anymore of I'm doing traditional or stop motion and I'm having to learn the computer. This is right out of the gate. They either learning it online or at college, and they're weaned on CG. Be able to achieve what they want, the look and feel that they want, without that much struggle. We're getting some incredible talent in our studio right now. It's amazing.
And again, Darren's on the show to talk and promote Moana, of course, which is coming out on November 23rd. I cannot contain my excitement, as you can hear, obviously. I cannot thank you enough for coming back on the show, Darren. And why don't you plug your Twitter handle, so our followers can make sure they are, seeing what the latest and greatest is on your end.
Oh, sure. I'm not all that active, and sometimes I put up some weird stuff, but at Darren Butters, DarrinButters. But yeah, go out and see it. There's so much variety as far as characters and music, and we really tapped into the beauty of the Pacific Islands, and I think by listening to the people there, we developed a really interesting story that honors that that culture. And I think one of my favorite parts is that Moana is trying to find out who she is. She's trying to discover her own identity by looking inward and at her past. And I think it's a really strong message with some fun animation.
And to close us out, we have the Pixie Dust Lightning Round, which is a little bit of a deviation between the original three questions I give to all my guests. This is just a this or that, so you get to pick between the two.
Perfect.
You ready? Here we go. So the first one is Animal Kingdom or Epcot?
Animal Kingdom.
Frollo or Yzma?
Yzma.
Tower of Terror or Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln?
If I'm tired, Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln.
The characters Tron or Indiana Jones?
Indiana Jones.
Stand out from a Goofy movie or If I Didn't Have You from Monsters, Inc.?
If I Didn't Have You, Monsters, Inc.
Thank you so much, Darren, and I cannot wait. So thank you again.
Thank you so much for having me. You're a delight to speak with.